My name is Messiah. I'm a member of the Justice for Dahmeek group that was formed due to a police shooting of my nephew, unfortunately, and a prior police murder. Last time I was here, this council, the people down here stated to me that they were going to do something about doing some work at 7th Ave Park. It hasn't been done yet. Now, I've heard from some people that, oh, they put aside money to do it, and we're just waiting on a design. We need the park fixed like today, so we can work out the design issue. My next thing is that it's been a lot of money being spent in Troy, but it's none being spent in North Central. How we plan on fixing the problem if we're not doing anything about it and not putting anything there like a community center that can hamper some of these things, have people, children to have a place to go? And people will say, well, what about the Troy Boys and Girls Club? What about that? People can't afford it. They can't afford it. We need places suitable for our children. We don't need someone else coming in, buying up the property that's next to the park because it's available now. Right. But if we wait, it'll be utilized for something other than healing my community. Can we make a move on that? Can we vote on that today?
As much as we all love Troy, everybody doesn't love everybody. And what I'm trying to say, I guess, is this. The incident that occurred with Mr. McGrath, as unfortunate as it is, many of us just haven't been caught. And sadly, it's quite obvious, because when you look at certain things, like when you look at even the structure of our council, when I sat on the council, I was the second black woman to sit on this Troy council. There had not been one before me for 14 years. I don't know how long the council's been in existence, but that's pretty sad. And sadly, when this incident occurred with Mr. McGrath, I'm really sorry to have to say that I wasn't surprised, not from him, but I wasn't surprised that someone would be brought, someone would be brought to the light. Because, like I said, it's that quiet, subtle blocking out of people. It's that quiet, subtle, just disengaging from people. We are really excited that the kayak's gonna open and all these other wonderful things. And I think that's great. That's awesome for the city. And it's also for some people of Troy. But it does nothing, literally nothing, zero,
right,
for the actual constituents, everyday people, and people of color, and people of other
people,
other than white America, so to speak. And it hurts to live somewhere where every time you walk into a meeting or you walk into a room, the people that represent me, none of them look like me. Something has to change, and we definitely have to work on inclusion. That's a must.
But my name is Luce Mike S. Bimbo, and I am here to speak on behalf of the Justice for Dahmeek Committee. Happy Black History Month, and I was looking at our notes as the Justice for Dahmeek Committee, and we literally came before you almost a year ago, and will be a year in April. We're expressing our support for holding McGrath accountable for his racist statement, and we know that this will send a long overdue message to the leadership of Troy that racism will no longer be tolerated in our city. And we ask you again to please engage with the mayor's office so that we can actually have a civilian review board that has subpoena power.
Yeah.
Not to be confused with a human rights commission, and not to be confused with a community relations commission, but a civilian review board that would hold our law enforcement accountable. We presented with you last year a 10-point plan, which we still have, as to how that could happen. And yet, we've never had anyone follow up with us from your offices or the mayor's office.
Right.
Not once.
We are back again urging you to please use your leadership. We know that while you may not have governance over such review board, you definitely have some leverage and power around ensuring the safety of not just some of us, but all of us. And that not only includes the Black community, but the Latino community that is very much growing in Troy.
Yep.
I'm gonna remind you, and this is painful, and I'm so sorry that I have to do this to some of you, and I don't mean to traumatize you, but this is what our children have to live with every day. On April 17th of 2016, Edson Thevian was shot and killed by Troy police in what should have been just a simple DWI stop. He was shot seven times, and died. Then in August of 2017, Dameek McDonald, Messiah's nephew, a 22-year-old was shot twice and seriously injured by police for parole violation. The New York State Attorney General's office investigated the Edson Thevian case and revealed an extensive cover-up by the Troy Police Department and our former Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel Abelov. The taxpayers in Troy spent over $250,000 in the past years to settle victims of police abuse. $250,000. Imagine if we took that money and reinserted it into the community. We would have a community center in Central. In Mayor Madden's 2019 State of the City address, he talked about meetings with the Troy Pastoral Alliance and a representative from the Department of Justice. Initially, please know that we, members of the Justice for Dameek Committee, were part of those community discussions. But we have not received any follow-up as to whether they're still meeting or whether they ended. We've learned through Mayor Madden's State of the City address in 2019, that was just the other day, that they have a six-point plan and they are thinking about or forming a community relations board. Given that these are taxpayer dollars that allows the city to engage with the Department of Justice, which are also taxpayer dollars on the federal level, I think we need to see that six-point plan. Mm-hmm. And I furthermore think that we need to understand what this community relations board is about. So where's the transparency and where's the accountability? We want to know. So as a Troy resident, and many of my colleagues, some are here, we have joined the growing cry of Black and Latino mothers across our country. This is not just happening in Troy, except that Troy presents what we think is a really groundbreaking analysis when our district, when the former district attorney themselves were held accountable for covering something up, is sending a message that the police are not protecting all of us. And we have a problem when that occurs. And so we ask you to please ensure police accountability, community oversight, and an end to police violence. Like many of you, we love Troy, but we no longer want to continue giving this a blind eye. We're tired as Black, as Latinos, as immigrants, as LGBT, as disabled, as youth, as women. We are tired of being abused by law enforcement. So I thank you for your time, and I will pass these alongs, and I hope to hear from some of you and begin some discussion around how do we get a civilian review board that has subpoena power.
Thank you.
For those who don't know me, I'm Jerry Ford. I'm a deacon at United Ordained Church, the founder of Team Hero. And I'm also a homeowner in the city of Troy. And I care very much about this city because, you know, it's been such a blessing to me and my family. During those One Troy meetings, it was brought up, if I can recall right, we discussed, you know, trying to get that building right next to the park, but it wasn't for sale. And then as soon as those meetings concluded, all of a sudden a sign popped up that the building that the community wanted for their community center is now for sale. But when we inquired about it, it wasn't for sale. So I proposed to you as the council that could someone really put a time stamp and say that we're going to look into this and come back to us with an answer, because that's what's needed for that community, which is, ironically, District 2,
yeah,
where Mark McGrath was.
Right.
That can't be, you know, this is
so much as they stand, I don't want to, you know, go back and forth with what they just said, but so much is happening right there on River Street.
Right.
What you're talking about, two streets over, right, it's Glen. Two streets over is Sixth Ave. Two streets over is Ingalls. Yeah. We can't do that. We can't continue to turn our back and look this way when the people that are hurting on this side. We can't continue to do that. It doesn't need to be two choice. We should all be together, an inclusive, diverse community where everybody in the city has the opportunity to thrive. Thank you.